An Egyptian court has handed death sentences to Muslim Brotherhood leader Mohammed Badir and several other members of the group. They were among those charged in connection with the violent clashes in the canal city of Suez in August 2013. Now, the clashes were triggered by security forces' deadly attacks on the camps of the supporters of Assad President Mohamed Morsi in Cairo. Badir had been handed down two death sentences that were later overturned on appeal. Also on Monday, 46 Brotherhood members were sentenced to 2 to 5 years behind bars in the Delta governorate of Kafr el-Sheikh. They had been arrested during protests marking the fourth anniversary of the revolution in January. The Egyptian government has been cracking down harshly on any opposition since Morsi was ousted 2 years ago. Let's speak to our correspondent, Mohammed Chalabi, now, who joins us via Skype from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Mohammed, first of all, walk us through these death sentences that have been handed down, specifically when it comes to the Brotherhood leader, Mohammed Badir, because he is a symbolic figure for a lot of Egyptians now, isn't he?
Indeed, Kaniz, believe it or not, it is hard to keep count for, the sentences that have been handed down against senior Brotherhood members. In fact, remembering now a member of the family of Dr. Mohammed al-Biltegi, another one of the senior MB cadres, his wife said that she doesn't remember whether it's 5 or 6 sentences that he has received, including the death sentences that has not been ratified by the Mufti. In today's case, Kaniz, Dr. Badia, the Supreme Guide of the Brotherhood, and 13 other senior cadres were referred to the Mufti by Judge Nagi Shaheta. And Judge Shaheta is the one handed down the 180 plus death sentences in the Kirdesa incidents, and also the 500 plus death sentences in the Minya incidents. Now, he has referred the case to the Mufti to take his non-binding opinion, and he has scheduled the 11th of April as the date for issuing a final verdict. This would be a second degree verdict, leaving only the Court of Cassation as the last resort that Dr. Badi and his fellow Brotherhood comrades could go to. Speaking about the sentences that have been handed down against the Brotherhood, which has been designated a so-called terrorist organization here in Egypt, perhaps Army Depot's President Mohamed Morsi is the only senior figure that has not been handed a sentence, but he too faces sentences in the next couple of months in the four cases that he faces right now. You mentioned also, Kaniz, the protesters. So it's not only the Brotherhood members or the senior leaders of the Brotherhood, but the from all streams are also receiving jail sentences and at times death sentences. You mentioned the Kafr el-Sheikh incident, 46 protesters getting 2 to 5 year jail terms. We also had on Monday a case in Mansoura, where 8 anti-government protesters saw their cases referred to the Mufti again to take his non-binding opinion. So we have 8 new death sentences. We have 22 in total on this Monday. And you also had a case in Damietta where 30 anti-government protesters were handed a 1 year jail term for breaking the protest law and organizing unauthorized protests. And you have also on Monday, the Prosecutor General referring 38 members of the Brotherhood to military trials for their role in for their alleged role in incidents of violence in Munufeya in the Nile Delta. So a clear speeding up of legal measures being taken against the senior Brotherhood leaders and the anti-government protesters. No one can say why this is happening, Kaniz, but perhaps the political support that President Sisi got from organizing the Sharm el-Sheikh Economic Conference, from the U.S., from the West, and from the Persian Gulf states, from the oil-rich Arab states in the Persian Gulf, is perhaps behind this feeling that he
exactly.
now
Mohammed,
has.
Exactly. This brings me to my second question, which
community.
Is about this economic forum. It was in attendance, as you've just mentioned, by the UAE, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and even the United States. And millions of dollars were pledged to this new government for the development of Egypt and Sharm el-Sheikh. Now, none of these governments seem to think that the judiciary's harsh crackdown on Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters mattered.
Yeah, yes, Kenise. I mean, billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars. In fact, we've been hearing conflicting numbers. We've heard the Prime Minister, Janine Mahlab, saying $60 billion in investments were in financing and investments were pledged, along the $12.5 billion pledged by the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, the UAE, and Oman. And we've heard the Investment Minister talking about $32 billion, and we've heard the press, the local press, talking about $160 billion. Of course, no one knows if this money will benefit the Egyptians after all the millions of poor Egyptians. But as you mentioned, the talk here again, many Egyptians are now, talking about the double standards. You hear the U.S., for instance, or the European Union condemning the mass death sentences, but then politically at least supporting this military-backed government.
Right.
And then you also hear the some of the oil-rich Arab states in the Persian Gulf, like Qatar, for instance, blaming the government for its for what it calls its vengeful judicial system. But then also you have these countries pouring in billions of dollars in support of a military-backed government. So it is confusing to many Egyptians, and it's the double standards. But the key point here, Kenise, will be whether this money will benefit the millions of poor Egyptians, and many here in Egypt doubt that this will ever reach the poor, because they say that this government is continuing to practice the policies that favor the rich, just like in the era of ousted longtime dictator Mubarak. Kings.
Okay, that's Press News. Mohammed Chalabi, they're reporting from Cairo. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed.